Welcome. Here we are with exercise 5. Now you'll find that this one is similar to exercise 3, and yet there's a different focus. So bear with it. In order to facilitate your process and enable you to understand the structures that have helped to create your tiger's cage, I'd like you to make a list of all the things in your life that you consider you must or you should do. Everything that you can think of, large and small, that comes to mind can be included. This could take a little while, so make sure you don't judge or censor. Allow yourself the freedom to put them all down. When you've done this, I'd like you to reflect on them and see what comes up for you. How many of the items on your list are actually motivated by some kind of fear? Remember that fear can take many guises. Fear of being judged, fear of being found wanting in some way, fear of failure, and even fear of success. So take the time to reflect on the fact that some may be motivated by some kind of fear. This will have given you some awareness of what's happened to you around fear in the past. Then I'd like you to tick off how much of what is on your list do you really care about? I would imagine the list will become smaller. And then how much of what you've listed is essential to your life? Take these off too. After you've allowed yourself a little space to reflect, now make a list of things you want to do. Once again, include everything, little, big, small, large, and even the things that you think are impossible. Put these down as well. Take the freedom to list them. And don't judge or censor your impossible ones in any way. Remember the dreams that you had. Go for it now. Once completed, remember you can always return to your list. Reflect on your want-to list. What is it that keeps you from fulfilling your potential to achieve what is on your want-to list? So, in other words, stopping you. The bottom line is, it is only by focusing on your want-to list that you will fulfill your dreams and ambitions. Why is that? Because you'll have found out what the needs are beneath the wants. These needs may surprise you. When you've finished, take a deep breath, sit back and allow yourself to be open to whatever has come out of this exercise.